Today's news brought to you by Vasper. Topic 1. Trump executive order pushes Fed on crypto firm's master account access. President Trump's executive order directs the Federal Reserve to reconsider rules that block fintech and crypto firms from accessing coveted Fed master accounts, a move that could let these companies bypass traditional banks and plug directly into the U.S. payment system. For practitioners, this signals a potential sea change. If implemented, crypto and fintech startups could gain unprecedented access to core financial infrastructure, accelerating innovation and competition in banking and payments. Notably, the order's tight 120-day review deadline and explicit call to cut regulatory red tape underscore a bold, pro-innovation stance that could reshape the U.S. financial landscape. Topic 2. Michael Saylor's strategy buys $2 billion in Bitcoin now holds 4% of supply. Michael Saylor's Strategy Inc. has doubled down on its bold Bitcoin bet, now holding over 4% of the entire Bitcoin supply after a $2 billion purchase, an unprecedented move that signals deepening institutional conviction in crypto as a treasury asset. For practitioners, this showcases how innovative corporate finance, using equity and preferred share sales, can be leveraged to amass digital assets at scale, potentially reshaping treasury management strategies across industries. Notably, this record-setting acquisition cements Saylor's firm as a bellwether for institutional adoption, raising the stakes for both corporate and crypto market participants worldwide. Topic 3. Solana's Alpenglow upgrade begins testing for 150 milliseconds finality. Solana's Alpenglow upgrade, now in live testing, promises to slash transaction finality from nearly 13 seconds to just 150 milliseconds, a game-changer for developers building real-time high-throughput applications. This breakthrough, backed by overwhelming validator support, could make Solana one of the fastest blockchains, unlocking new use cases in DeFi, gaming, and beyond. For practitioners, Alpenglow's radically improved speed and efficiency signal a major leap in user experience and network scalability, with mainnet deployment targeted for Q3 2026. Topic 4. European banks expand Chivalis Euro Stablecoin Consortium to 37 members. European banks are rapidly uniting behind Chivalis's Euro Stablecoin initiative, now boasting 37 members across 15 countries, including major players like ABN AMRO and Intesa Sanpaolo, which signals a pivotal shift toward regulated, euro-backed digital assets in the region. For practitioners, this consortium promises a trusted, compliant alternative to US dollar stablecoins, potentially transforming cross-border payments, settlement, and digital finance infrastructure in Europe. The move underscores a noteworthy trend. European financial institutions are proactively shaping the continent's digital currency landscape, with Chivalis aiming for a fully reserved, licensed stablecoin launch by late 2026. Topic 5. Thorchain halts trading after $10 million cross-chain exploit. Thorchain's $10.8 million cross-chain exploit highlights the persistent security challenges facing decentralized finance, especially as protocols bridge assets across multiple blockchains. For practitioners, the incident is a stark reminder of the need for robust, automated safeguards and rapid incident response mechanisms. Thorchain's swift trading halt likely prevented further losses, but also disrupted user activity and eroded trust. Notably, the attack's scale and the involvement of leading investigators like ZackXPT and PeckShield signal a growing sophistication in both DeFi threats and the community's forensic capabilities, pushing the industry towards stronger security standards and transparency.